In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Have you ever wondered how seemingly insignificant places can become vessels of memory, holding on to the echoes of past events, especially those steeped in deep emotion? What if those emotions were so potent, so raw, that they lingered long after the people who felt them were gone, leaving an imprint on the very stones of a place? Tonight we explore just such a place where love and tragedy intertwine, leaving behind a haunting reminder of a past that refuses to be forgotten. I am Mark, and you are listening to True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast. This episode is designed to serve as a companion piece to the book True Philippine Ghost Stories and the story message from two lovers within its pages. It aims to enrich the experience of the original work, penned by Joel P. Salud, without the intention of infringing upon any copyrights held by the author or publisher. We have taken care to respect the intellectual property rights associated with the book, ensuring that this content aligns with the spirit of the original material while adhering to legal standards. You can find this chilling tale in True Philippine Ghost Stories, Book 1, pages 9 to 12. Our journey takes us to the rugged and windswept island of Batanes, the northernmost province of the Philippines, known for its dramatic landscapes, ancient stone houses, and a culture that has endured for centuries. Imagine, if you will, a solitary lighthouse standing sentinel on a cliff overlooking the churning sea, its whitewashed walls weathered by time and sea spray. This lighthouse, once a beacon of hope for seafarers, now stands as a silent witness to a tragic love story, a story that continues to whisper through the corridors of time. The story begins, not with ghosts and apparitions, but with a group of very much alive journalists. A team from a lifestyle magazine, led by Juni, their Spanish mestizo associate editor, arrives in Batanes on assignment. They are there to capture the island's unique beauty and history, to weave a narrative that will entice readers, and of course, attract advertisers. Their journey leads them to the abandoned lighthouse, a place steeped in local lore and shrouded in an air of mystery. Now, imagine the scene, the sun dipping below the horizon, casting long shadows across the rugged terrain, the wind whipping through the tall grass, carrying with it the salty tang of the sea. The journalists, accompanied by their local guide, Ruddle, approach the lighthouse, their curiosity piqued by its isolated grandeur and the whispers of a story that has been passed down through generations of Ruddle's family. Ruddle, a descendant of the lighthouse keeper, is a storyteller in his own right, a keeper of the island's history and folklore. He reveals to the journalists the tragic tale of Estrelita and Chang, two lovers whose destinies were intertwined with the lighthouse and the turbulent times in which they lived. Estrelita, a young woman of 16, was the great-great-grandmother of Rodol. Her family had long been associated with the lighthouse, befriending sailors and merchants who frequented the nearby port. It was during one such encounter that Estrelita met Chang, a young Chinese-Filipino boatman from Manila. Their connection was immediate and profound, a love that blossomed amidst the rugged beauty of Batanes. The Think about this for a moment, podcast listeners. Imagine falling in love in a place where the sea meets the sky, where the wind carries whispers of ancient stories, and where the very air seems to vibrate with the energy of a timeless romance. Strelita and Chang found solace in each other's company, their love a refuge from the complexities of their world. Their secret rendezvous took place within the lighthouse itself, a place where they could steal precious moments away from the prying eyes of society. The lighthouse, built from a soft white limestone common to the region, became their sanctuary, and upon its walls they etched their love for all eternity. These weren't just idle scribbles or fleeting messages, podcast listeners. These were love letters carved into the very heart of the lighthouse, testaments to a love that defied the boundaries of time and circumstance. Imagine the scene of Strelita and Chang by the dim light of an oil lamp, carefully inscribing their messages, their words imbued with the passion and longing of young love. Maholkita Chang would write the Tagalog words "for I love you forever" etched into the stone. Strelita would respond with her own declarations of affection, their love story unfolding like a secret language written on the walls of their secluded haven. But their love story, like the island itself, was not without its shadows. Their romance unfolded during the Spanish colonial era in the Philippines, a time of social and political upheaval. The Chinese community, to which Chang belonged, faced discrimination and prejudice, their presence viewed with suspicion by the ruling powers. This historical context adds another layer to our story, podcast listeners. It reminds us that love often blooms in the most challenging of circumstances, defying the constraints of societal norms and prejudices. Strelita and Chang's love was a testament to their resilience, their refusal to let the prejudices of their time dictate the course of their hearts. Their idyllic world was shattered by the arrival of José, Spanish-Mexican sailor who became infatuated with Strelita. José, a symbol of the colonial power that held sway over the Philippines, saw Strelita as a possession, an object of his desire. His arrogance and sense of entitlement blinded him to the genuine love that existed between Strelita and Chang. One fateful evening, José, accompanied by Spanish soldiers, stormed the lighthouse, interrupting a tender moment between the two lovers. Chang, falsely accused of sedition, was dragged outside and brutally executed, his life extinguished in a senseless act of violence. Imagine the horror, podcast listeners, of witnessing your beloved being ripped away from you, their life taken in an instant. Strelita, consumed by grief and fear, fled to the top of the lighthouse, her heart shattered, her world turned upside down. José, consumed by his lust for Strelita, pursued her, intending to claim her by force. But Strelita, in a final act of defiance, chose death over dishonor. With the words "Hindi Kita Mahal," "I don't love you," ringing through the air, she plunged from the top of the lighthouse, her body crashing against the jagged rocks below. Her tragic death, a final act of resistance against oppression and unwanted advances, forever marked the lighthouse. Strelita's spirit, it is said, remained tethered to the place where she experienced both love and loss, her final words echoing through the years. Now, back to our group of journalists. As the day drew to a close and the shadows lengthened, they found themselves captivated by Ruddle's story. The lighthouse, once a symbol of hope and guidance, now seemed to exude an air of melancholy, its walls whispering secrets of a love that was tragically cut short. Juni, the Spanish mestizo editor, felt a strange connection to the story, a sense of unease that he couldn't quite explain. Perhaps it was the historical connection, the shared heritage with José, the antagonist in the tale. Or maybe it was something more, a sensitivity to the lingering emotions that permeated the very air of the lighthouse. As the group prepared to leave, Juni excused himself to use the bathroom, a small, dimly lit room tucked away in a corner of the lighthouse. He stood before a cracked mirror, the moonlight casting eerie shadows across the room. As he gazed at his reflection, a chill ran down his spine, and a sense of dread washed over him. Suddenly, moisture began to form on the mirror's surface, condensing into letters, forming words that sent a shiver down Juni's spine. Hindi Kita Mahal, the words materialized, the ghostly echo of Estrelita's final declaration. Juni, paralyzed with fear, let out a blood-curdling scream that echoed through the lighthouse, drawing his colleagues to his side. They found him trembling, his eyes fixed on the spectral message that seemed to be addressed to him, a message from beyond the grave. The journalists, shaken to their core, fled the lighthouse, their journalistic curiosity replaced by a primal fear. The story of Estrelita and Xiang had come to life, reaching out from the past to touch them, to remind them that some stories refuse to be forgotten. But why Juni? Why was he the recipient of this ghostly message? Was it because of his Spanish heritage, a connection to the colonial past that had played such a tragic role in Estrelita and Chang's story? Or was it something more, a sensitivity to the lingering emotions that permeated the lighthouse, a connection to the enduring power of love and loss? Podcast listeners, don't forget to follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening, and there are ways to support the podcast financially by checking the links in the show notes. The story of Estrelita and Xiang is more than just a ghost story. It's a tale of love and loss, of defiance and resilience, set against the backdrop of a turbulent period in Philippine history. It reminds us that the past is never truly gone, that the echoes of past events can linger in unexpected ways, and that love, even in the face of tragedy, can endure across time. What would you do, podcast listeners, if you found yourself in Juni's shoes standing in that dimly lit bathroom, confronted by a message from beyond the grave? Would you dismiss it as a trick of the light, a figment of your imagination, or would you recognize it as a genuine connection to the past? A whisper from a soul seeking solace. The story of Estrelita and Xiang resonates with similar tales of forbidden love and tragic ends found throughout history and across cultures. One such parallel can be drawn to the tragic romance of Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's timeless masterpiece. Like Estrelita and Xiang, Romeo and Juliet were star-crossed lovers, their families locked in a bitter feud that ultimately led to their demise. Their love defied societal boundaries, their passion burning brightly against a backdrop of hatred and violence. Another historical parallel can be found in the story of Heloise and Abelard, a 12th century French love affair that ended in tragedy. Heloise, a young woman of noble birth, fell in love with Abelard, a renowned philosopher and theologian. Their clandestine relationship was met with disapproval from Heloise's uncle, who sought to punish Abelard for his transgression. The lovers were separated, and Abelard was subjected to a brutal attack that left him physically and emotionally scarred. Their story, like that of Estrelita and Chang, speaks to the enduring power of love in the face of adversity and the tragic consequences of societal constraints. These stories, though separated by time and geography, share a common thread: the enduring power of love in the face of adversity and the tragic consequences of societal constraints. They remind us that love, even in its most tragic forms, can transcend the boundaries of time and culture, leaving an indelible mark on the human experience. The story of Estrelita and Chiang also serves as a reminder of the darker side of Philippine history, the era of Spanish colonization that left a lasting impact on the country's cultural and social landscape. The execution of Chiang highlights the discrimination and prejudice faced by the Chinese community during this period. The Chinese, despite their significant contributions to the Philippine economy and culture, were often viewed with suspicion and subjected to unfair treatment. The Spanish colonial era, which spanned over three centuries, was a period of significant change and upheaval in the Philippines. The Spanish imposed their language, religion, and customs on the native population, often suppressing indigenous traditions and beliefs. The colonial system was characterized by a rigid social hierarchy, with the Spanish-born peninsula as at the top, followed by the Creoles, those of Spanish descent born in the Philippines, and then the indigenous population. This system of social stratification led to resentment and resistance among the Filipinos, culminating in the Philippine Revolution of 1896. The revolution, led by figures such as Jose Rizal and Andres Bonifacio, sought to overthrow Spanish rule and establish an independent Philippine nation. The revolution ultimately succeeded, and the Philippines declared independence in 1898. The story of Estrelita and Chiang, set against this backdrop of colonial rule and resistance, serves as a microcosm of the broader struggles faced by the Filipino people during this era. It highlights the resilience of the human spirit in the face of oppression and the enduring power of love to transcend even the most challenging of circumstances. The lighthouse, once a symbol of hope and guidance for seafarers, now stands as a monument to the tragic love story of Estrelita and Chiang. It is a place where the past and present intersect, where the echoes of love and loss continue to reverberate through the years. The ghostly message that appeared to Junie serves as a reminder that the past is never truly gone, that the stories of those who came before us can continue to touch our lives in unexpected ways. Podcast listeners, as we delve into these tales of love, loss, and the supernatural, we are reminded of the importance of remembering our history, of understanding the forces that have shaped our world. These stories, whether rooted in historical fact or embellished by folklore, offer us glimpses into the human experience, the complexities of love and loss, and the enduring power of the human spirit. If you have a story to share, a personal encounter with the unexplained, or a tale passed down through your family, we would love to hear from you. You can submit your stories through the link in the show notes. Your experiences could become part of future episodes, adding to the rich tapestry of true Philippine ghost stories. And if you enjoy our podcast, please consider supporting us financially. Your contributions help us to continue producing high-quality episodes and sharing these fascinating stories with the world. You can find out more about how to support us by checking the links in the show notes. The story of Estrelita and Chiang, with its themes of love, loss, and historical injustice, leaves us with several lessons to ponder. It reminds us that love can blossom in the most unexpected places, even in the face of adversity. It highlights the importance of remembering our history, of understanding the struggles and sacrifices of those who came before us, and reminds us that the past is never truly gone, that the echoes of past events can continue to shape our present. As we conclude this episode, I leave you with the question, how did the stories of the past, whether personal or historical, shape our understanding of the present and influence our future? It's a question worth pondering, podcast listeners, as we navigate the complexities of our own lives and the world around us. I am Mark, bidding you farewell for now. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the heart of Philippine ghost stories. Until next time, keep searching, keep wondering, and always keep a light on for the shadows that linger in the corners of our world.